Just a few months after Governor Rick Scott approved a claims bill for William Dillon to receive compensation for his wrongful incarceration, Dillon sang the national anthem at a Major League Baseball game. But decades earlier, the now free man who spent 27 years in prison for murder he did not commit was singing a different tune.
Black folks and large, Lady Justice lost as one. I was taken by the Lord's justice, cast away as a stone, left to rot in their dungeons for the murder of a man I didn't know.
It was while serving his life sentence that Dillon wrote that Black Robes and Lawyer song in his prison cell in the 1980s on a roll of toilet paper. Beaten, stabbed, and raped, he calls it, quote, the most horrible time in his life. It was only through DNA testing that he was finally released in November of 2008, and later that same day, Dillon couldn't help but happily strum his guitar and sing for his family. Still, even after his release from prison, Dillon could not be compensated. That is, until he went through the claims bill process to receive $1.35 million in 2012 for his wrongful incarceration. Normally, he would have applied for compensation under the Victims of Wrongful Incarceration Compensation Act, but Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley says there's a catch.
If the person has been convicted of any felony of any kind, then that individual is precluded from being able to receive compensation under our current law. This is called the clean hands provision. Someone like William Dillon, in prison for murder he did not commit, he cannot seek compensation because he had a past conviction for a drug possession.
That's why Bradley says under the current statute, only four people have received compensation, and he wants to change that. Bradley had wanted to do away with the clean hands provision altogether, but his Senate proposal did not match the House bill, which still included exceptions for people with certain felony records.
I've been in negotiations with our friends in the House, and we've come to an agreement that we will modify the bill so that if you've committed a prior violent felony or you're a multiple felon, in that case, you would still be precluded from receiving compensation. But all of those people who perhaps have made had a possession of drugs in the past or some felony that I think it's unjust that they would not receive the compensation that they deserve for spending time in prison for something they didn't do, they would now be able to receive compensation.
And House sponsor Fort Lauderdale Democrat Bobby DeBose sees the measure as a good first step.
Although it does not remove the clean hand provision, it is definitely a step in the right direction, and I think this is a great moment for the state of Florida.
Both DeBose and Bradley also thanked former Senate Democratic leader Athenia Joyner for starting this journey after she'd filed it for years to no avail. And because both bills have unanimously passed the House and Senate, the measure now heads to Governor Rick Scott. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.